Chapter 76, Holidays and Anniversaries.
I saw that our holidays should not be spent in patterning after the world, yet they should not be passed by unnoticed, for this will bring dissatisfaction to our children. On these days, when there is danger that our children will be exposed to evil influences and become corrupted by the pleasures and excitement of the world, let the parents study to get up something to take the place of more dangerous amusements. Give your children to understand that you have their good and happiness in view. Through the observance of holidays, the people both of the world and of the churches have been educated to believe that these lazy days are essential to health and happiness. But the results reveal that they are full of evil. We have tried earnestly to make the holidays as interesting as possible to the youth and children while changing this order of things. Our object has been to keep them away from the scenes of amusement among unbelievers. After a day of pleasure-seeking is ended, where is the satisfaction to the pleasure-seeker? As Christian workers, whom have they helped to a better, higher, and purer life? What would they see if they should look over the record the angel wrote? A day lost. To their own souls, a day lost. A day lost in the service of Christ, because no good was accomplished. They may have other days, but never that day which was idled away in cheap, foolish talk of girls with boys and boys with girls. Never will these same opportunities offer themselves again. They had better been doing the hardest kind of labor on that holiday. They did not make the right use of their holiday, and it passed into eternity to confront them in the judgment as a day misspent. Under the Jewish economy, on the birth of children, an offering was made to God by His own appointment. Now we see parents taking special pains to present gifts to their children upon their birthdays. They make this an occasion of honoring the child, as though honor were due to the human being. Satan has had his way in these things. He has diverted the minds and the gifts to human beings. Thus the thoughts of the children are turned to themselves, as if they were to be made the objects of special favor. On birthday occasions, the children should be taught that they have reason for gratitude to God for His loving kindness in preserving their lives for another year. Precious lessons might thus be given. For life, health, food, and clothing, no less than for the hope of eternal life, we are indebted to the giver of all mercies, and it is due to God to recognize His gifts and to present our offerings of gratitude to our greatest benefactor. These birthday gifts are recognized of heaven. Teach them to review the past year of their life, to consider whether they would be glad to meet its record just as it stands in the books of heaven. Encourage in them serious thoughts, whether their deportment, their words, their works are of a character pleasing to God. Have they been making their lives more like Jesus, beautiful and lovely, in the sight of God? Teach them the knowledge of the Lord, His ways, His precepts. I have said to my family and my friends, I desire that no one shall make me a birthday or Christmas gift, unless it be with permission to pass it on into the Lord's treasury, to be appropriated in the establishment of missions. Our Thanksgiving is approaching. Will it be, as it has been in many instances, a thanksgiving to ourselves, or will it be a thanksgiving to God? Our thanksgivings may be made seasons of great profit to our own souls, as well as to others, if we improve this opportunity to remember the poor among us. There are 100 ways that can be devised to help the poor in so delicate a matter as to make them feel that they are doing us a favor by receiving our gifts and sympathy. We are to remember that it is more blessed to give than to receive. The attentions of our brethren are most liberal to those whom they wish to honor and whose respect they desire, but who do not need their help at all. Custom and fashion say, give to those who will give to you, But this is not the Bible rule of giving. The Word of God declares against this way of gratifying self in thus bestowing our gifts and says, "He that giveth to the rich shall surely come to want." Now a season is coming when we shall have our principles tested. Let us begin to think what we can do for God's needy ones. We can make them, through ourselves, the recipients of God's blessings. Think what widow, what orphan, what poor family you can relieve. Not in a way to make a great parade about the matter, but be as a channel through which the Lord's substance shall flow as a blessing to his poor. But this does not embrace all your duty. Make an offering to your best friend. Acknowledge his bounties. Show your gratitude for his favors. Bring a thank offering to God. Brethren and sisters, eat a plain dinner on Thanksgiving Day, and with the money you would spend in extras with which to indulge the appetite, make a thank offering to God. Let not any more Thanksgiving Days be observed to please and gratify the appetite and glorify self. We have reason for coming into the courts of the Lord with offerings of gratitude that he has preserved our lives another year. If a feast is to be made, let it be for those who are in need. I think we have something to be thankful for. We ought to be glad and rejoice in God, for he has given us many mercies. We want this Thanksgiving to be all that it implies. Do not let it be perverted, mingled with dross, but let it be what its name implies, giving thanks. Let our voices ascend in praise. Would it not be well for us to observe holidays unto God when we could revive in our minds the memory of his dealing with us? Would it not be well to consider his past blessings, to remember the impressive warnings that have come home to our souls so that we shall not forget God? The world has many holidays, and men become engrossed with games, with horse racing, with gambling, smoking, and drunkenness. Shall not the people of God more frequently have holy convocations in which to thank God for his rich blessings? We want men in the church who have ability to develop in the line of organizing and giving practical work to young men and women in the line of relieving the wants of humanity and working for the salvation of the souls of men, women, youth, and children. It will not be possible for all to give their whole time to the work because of the labor they must do to earn their daily living, yet these have their holidays and times when they can devote to Christian work and do good in this way if they cannot give much of their means. When you have a holiday, make it a pleasant and happy day for your children, and make it also a pleasant day for the poor and the afflicted. Do not let the day pass without bringing thanksgiving and thank offerings to Jesus.